Item 7, from the Director, Department of Administrative Services, providing notification of emergency repair of the boiler system at the Charles Allis Art Museum. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Welcome, gentlemen. Would you introduce yourselves for our streaming audience?
Sure. This is Greg High, Director, Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services.
My name is William Bonick, Principal Architect, Milwaukee County Architects, Engineers, and Environmental Services.
Thank you. Please.
We're here this morning to go through any questions or concerns that the committee might have with our notification of emergency repair. The repair notice went out January 14th. It has to do with the Charles Allis Museum. The boilers are over 30 years old. They're past their useful life. In 2012, one of the boilers stopped functioning, not repairable. In the past few months, with the winter that we've had, it appears that the performance of the second boiler is deteriorating now. It's unable to adequately heat the entire facility. At this point, to maintain safe and reasonable working conditions for the employees and prevent freeze damage to the building, we moved ahead with design and repair of or replacement of these boilers. There was a 2014 capital project to cover that cost, but if we would take the normal process of our standard design, bid, build process, it probably wouldn't be bid out and work started at the site till maybe March or April. And so in order to facilitate the repairs or replacement, we moved ahead with the emergency that allows us to go ahead quite rapidly to provide relief there. If there's any more questions, I refer you to our county architect, Mr. Bonner.
Questions by committee? I guess not. We have a quiet committee this morning. I called this attention, this problem, impending disaster in my view from what I gathered talking to the executive director at the museums, to the attention of the administration, and I'd like to thank them for acting expeditiously on this matter. I think it averted or is in the process of averting what could be a very difficult circumstance. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do recall this being in the 2014 budget for the eventual work. I don't think we expected anything like this winter. So I understand the urgency that we're facing here. Do either of you know, Mr. High or
Mr. Bonner?
Thank you, sir. I don't recall off the top of my head what was in the budget for the previously scheduled work for the boiler replacement. Do you know that off of your...
Sorry?
It was my impression that the Capital Improvement Committee had received this but not rated it highly enough to justify replacement this year. Is that Mr. High?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, I believe it was added into the budget. There is a adopted capital. It's $210,000.
Yeah, we brought an amendment. And in light of the fact that the CIC had not approved it this year, we saw the need to be pressing enough to include it in a budget amendment.
Yeah, and Mr. Chairman, I'd like to say I supported that because I know these things can't wait any more than they have already. So in the report, it says the estimated cost for replacement of the boiler system is approximately $210,000. But I was trying to recall, was that the amount we had that was in the amendment that we approved? Is it lesser or greater?
I believe that was the amount of the amendment.
Okay. All right. Well,
Supervisor Borkowski.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I guess I'm curious. Mr. Bonick, you're an architect?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How does that relate to the boiler?
There's, in a facility such as this, there's a lot of planning that has to occur related to how we can introduce a new system into a system that, or into a building that had previously used steam, fireplaces, and gravity air returns. What we're doing now is we're introducing new boilers that are going to be operated by natural gas. We're going to be introducing coils that will be basically operate similar to your forced air system to provide heat throughout the building. So there's a coordination between what was there and what we're going to be doing. And that's not just the equipment itself, but also how we can fit it into the building.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I could probably add a little clarification. Mr. Bonick's area in architectural, also the mechanical engineer and the electrical engineer report to him. Mechanical engineer who's working on this as a project manager is out of the country right now, and so Mr. Bonick is here to answer any technical questions.
That makes sense.
Okay. Any further questions? Well, thank you for that report. That's helpful. Item number 8, please.